Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 25th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Parsimonious echocardiography-based model for predicting long-term all-cause mortality in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Existing heart failure association, pretest assessment, echocardiography and natriuretic peptide, functional testing, final etiology HFA minus PEFF, and heavy, hypertensive, atrial fibrillation, pulmonary hypertension, Elder filling pressure. Filling pressure, H2FPEF scores, do not adequately stratify long-term all-cause mortality risk in heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF patients. To address this identified clinical gap, researchers developed and internally validated a parsimonious echocardiography-based model. This new model was designed to provide improved prediction of long-term all-cause mortality in the HFPEF patient population. Article number 2. Atorvastatin and left ventricular strain during anthracycline-based chemotherapy. Anthracyclines are associated with impaired left ventricular L5 deformation as measured by global longitudinal strain, GLS, and global circumferential strain, GCS. The STOP-CA trial investigated whether atorvastatin attenuates these declines in strain during anthracycline-based chemotherapy. Participants with lymphoma receiving anthracyclines were randomized to either placebo or atorvastatin. The study included 150 patients in the placebo group. Article number 3. The inflammation microvascular axis in prognosis. Integrated FAI and AMR assessment for risk stratification after PCI and NSTEMI patients. Patients with non-S, T-minus segment elevation myocardial infarction, NSTEM1, remain at risk of major adverse cardiovascular events, MACE, despite successful percutaneous coronary intervention, PC1. The combined prognostic value of pericoronary fat attenuation index, FA1, a marker of coronary inflammation from coronary computed tomography angiography, CCTA, and angiography-derived microcirculatory resistance, AMR, a marker of microvascular dysfunction, is underexplored for these patients. This retrospective cohort study assessed this combined prognostic value for improving risk stratification after PC1 in NSTEM1 patients. Article number 4. METTL14 inhibits atherogenesis by epigenetically activating PPAR alpha/gamma transcription and fatty acid oxidation in VSMCs. The study found that METTL14 inhibits atherogenesis by epigenetically activating peroxisome proliferator activated receptors alpha and gamma, PPAR minus alpha and PPAR minus gamma transcription. This mechanism promotes fatty acid oxidation in vascular smooth muscle cells, VSMCs. METTL14, therefore, plays a crucial role in governing cellular processes that regulate atherosclerosis development. Article number 5. THBS4 regulates pulmonary hypertension via TGF-beta, SMAD2 signaling. THROMBOSPONDIN4, THBS4, an extracellular matrix, ECM, glycoprotein, regulates pulmonary vascular remodeling in pulmonary hypertension, PH. The study found that THBS4 exerts this regulation via transforming growth factor beta / SMAD2, TGF-beta/SMAD2 signaling. This mechanism contributes to the progressive nature of PH marked by pulmonary arterial remodeling and right ventricular dysfunction. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.